Book of Acts, chapter number 7. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God this morning. Found over in the book of Acts, chapter number 7. Start reading in verse number 54. Acts 7:54. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up. Can I tell you, Pilgrim, this morning, look up. And he looked steadfastly into heaven and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. By the way, he did get out of the tomb. Don't let nobody make you doubt, did he get up? He's on the right hand side of the Father this morning. And he's making intercession for me and you. Aren't you glad he's pleading our case? He's the great high priest. When we've done wrong, he who has never done wrong takes our case. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens open." I'm glad heaven's still open. Somebody said heaven is closed. And I'm glad heaven is open. I know it's open because these showers of blessing. The devil ain't in the blessing business. I'm a blessed man. We're a blessed church. I will tell you that heaven's still open. And he's still blessing people that want to bless him. He said, "I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears. Not many people want to hear about heaven. Not many want to hear about the Son. They ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin their charge." And when he said this, he fell asleep. The thing about when he fell asleep, it wasn't a dream. He seen the King. You may be seated this morning. The Bible said in verse 59, they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." I want to preach on this simple thought this morning on when they throw in rocks at you. I can tell you this, they didn't mind throwing rocks even though he is a sea in heaven. And they didn't quit throwing rocks just because he is saved. But I won't preach on when they throwing rocks at you. First of all, what you going to do when they throwing rocks at you? I'm glad he didn't quit. Glad he didn't throw the towel in. Matter of fact, if you're going to do anything for Jesus, you're going to get some rocks thrown at you. I'm glad folks throw rocks at me for saying something about Jesus. Because it's not about me and it's not about you. He said, I see heaven open. It's all about Him. I'm glad heaven's still open this morning. And I'm glad heaven's on our side, Brother Gerald. And in spite of heaven being on his side, it didn't quit making people throw rocks at him. Aren't you glad of some people that kept on serving God even though there's a throwing rocks at them? Anybody ever throwed rocks at you for doing right? I can understand somebody throwing rocks at me for doing wrong. We all ought to be rocked out of this world today. Matter of fact, guess I could preach on how to be rocked to sleep. Amen. What you gonna do when they're throwing rocks at you? I thought everybody loved Jesus. The Muslim crowd don't love Jesus. And the Pharisaical crowd don't love Jesus. They just love their self. I'm talking about people that genuinely love Jesus. What you gonna do when they throwing rocks at you? Well, I want to deal with a few thoughts this morning. First of all, when rocks are flying, I want you to see the preaching that stirred them. In verse 54, the Bible said, when they heard these things, they was cut to the heart and they gnashed on Him with their teeth. Sound like to me that there was some preaching that stirred them. You know, a lot of churches love entertainment, but we live in a day they don't care much for preaching. Because you see, there's no conviction comes in entertainment. That's why we're filled with drama clubs and drama worlds. It brings no conviction of our sins. But honey, preaching brings conviction. And thank God that preaching does stir up something. I can tell you it stirs up the devil. A lot of places never even preach enough to stir up the devil. I'm glad the devil stirred up about this. Now the preaching that stirred them, you'll notice in Acts 7 and verse 48, He preached on their sanctimonious buildings. Now this is the setting. Stephen is a man of faith. He's the first New Testament martyr that's preaching for Christ. And he's dealing with religious people. Matter of fact, an old drunk on the streets never give me no problems, but religious people has given me some problems. And religious people's going to give you some problem. And so Stephen said we need to have some preaching. He's dealing with Jews that thought a lot about their temple. In other words, they thought that God dwelt in a building. God dwelt in their temples. So Stephen said, I'm going to set you straight about your sanctimonious building. He said in 7 and verse 48, he said these words. He said that, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, saith the prophet. Heaven's my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Then you'll find in Acts chapter number 6 and verse 8, this same Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. There arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and them of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men. They hired some men to tell lies, which said, we've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders, and the scribes came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. Set up false witnesses, which said, this man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law.
For we've heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place or this temple and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Now, if they was a ridiculing me like that, I'm not so sure they'd seen the face of an angel. Sort of like some of you getting ready this morning, fussing, coming to the house of God. You didn't look much like an angel. And so here we see that the preaching that stirred them, it was about their sanctimonious buildings. Boy, people are attached to a building. We can't leave a building because Grandpa left the building and Mama put the carpet in the building. But honey, let me tell you, the God of this Bible don't dwell in buildings. He dwells in temples. Hey, I'm glad that He don't stay here when we leave, but He leaves out in us by the grace of God. Stephen said, y'all are confused. God can't be limited to a building. But wouldn't that be something if we were limited to a God that was limited to a building? Oh, what kind of shape would we be in when we get out there and we're going about in the walks of life? I'm glad I got somebody in me that convicts me and shows me when I'm doing wrong. I believe He leaves the buildings and walks out in the temples of mankind in the day in which we live. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost would come upon men. But Jesus said in the new dispensation of the church age of the day of grace, He would dwell in men. I'm glad the Holy Ghost lives in me. He said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. I'm glad God's not bound to a building, but He lives in temples where the spirit, soul, and the body's at. Boy, they got mad. They got stirred up about their building. You want to get a bunch of religious people stirred up, just go to preaching on doing something to the building. Boy, we got a fine oak tree out there. I've heard more about that oak tree than anything I've heard yet. Well, the tree's got to go down. Brother Clemens, a good friend of mine, he come last night, Preacher Clemens. You know the hog preacher. Somebody say amen right there. You remember him. He makes me look like a little bitty fella. I like them kind of preachers come by. He said, well, Brother Ken, it's going out yonder. He said, it's going to get the tree, ain't it? I said, yeah, it's going to get the tree, ain't it? Boy, ain't it amazing. Brother Randall, you remember, I don't know if you remember now, the first church I pastored, everything is going good and I wanted to move the piano. Why, you'd have thought, my goodness, that I'd have burnt somebody's town car down. Boy, people, they love their sanctimonious buildings. Let me tell you, we got a pretty building here, honey, and God's blessed us, and thank God it's paid for, and no doubt the devil would love to mess all that up. But you look around here, when these lights go out, God don't stay in this building. He walks out in us, and I'm glad I got a God that lives in my temple, and He don't stay in four walls of a building. I'm glad He loves us enough that He comes to me and tells me that He loves me out of the temple this morning. Now, it ought to be a special place. It ought to be the prettiest place in town. Amen. If there's any paint gets to peeling, we ought to fix it. If there's light bulbs go out, we ought to be crawling the ladder and getting it fixed. But honey, let me tell you something. This building's going to burn up one of these days. But I'm going to the city where the builder and maker's God. And I'm not stuck in tradition in a building this morning. I'm glad there are no names on nothing in our building. You know why? Because none of us done nothing. To God be the honor and the glory. Boy, God's been good to us to give us a nice building. I'm glad we've got it full. I'm glad that God's running it over. But let me tell you something. By the grace of God, He may let us take that wall out. And it don't mean that God's moving out of the building. I'm glad God dwells in the temples of mankind this morning. I know a lot of preachers got people, congregations mad about their building. Well, we can't change nothing. Well, who said we can't change nothing? Is that in your little Baptist decorum? You must be more attached to a building than you do the blessed Savior. Oh, we go to church down there because it's so pretty. We have a lot of sightseers here, but they get a belly full quick. You know why? Because we preach on sin and adultery and fornication and homosexuality. We believe that sin's still sin. And we believe that God is still God. And we believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. We believe that He paid a ransom for all. And we don't believe it's biggins and we don't believe it's littlins. We all need each other in the house of God. And it's not about a stinking building. I know a lot of preachers got run out because they changed the color of the carpet in the building. Turn loose of the building. It ain't in the building. It's in the Holy Ghost that makes little the building. I've seen God meet with us out under tent tops and under pine trees and campfire. Boy, ain't you glad we got a God that'll meet with you out of the build. What kind of Christian would we be if we had a God that was confined to a building? Oh, Lord, I'm getting help on my own preaching. And the preaching that stirred them, their sanctimonious buildings. And then He preached on their spiritual blindness. He said in chapter 7, verse 51, He said, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so did you." Now, there are three things you can do with the Holy Ghost. You can resist Him. And you can quench Him, no doubt. And boy, you can offend Him. You can grieve Him in just a minute. Let me tell you something. Lost people can't grieve Him. That's a personal relationship. When you do something in sin in your spirit and it grieves the Holy Ghost, a church can quench Him. When God's wanting to do something out of the bite and we say, "No, Lord, it's our way. It's not your way. We're going to do it our way." Then boy, how we quench Him. But you as a lost person, all you can do is resist Him. Matter of fact, He's been pushing on you for some while now, wanting to be come in your heart and make something out of you. I'm glad John 6:44 says, "No man comes to the Father except one has seen Him, draw Him, and I'll raise Him up at the last day." And on the flip side of that great coin, He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me." Can I tell you, it ain't nobody good as Jesus. He's wonderful. It's nothing too hard for Him. And you ought to quit resisting the Holy Ghost. Boy, a lot of people push Him away and say, "I want no part of you." Well, you're going to die and go to hell in your sins if you don't receive Christ as your Savior. The preaching that stirred them, their sanctimonious buildings, and their spiritual blindness. And then in verse 52 of chapter 7, their sacrilegious brethren. I like that crowd. I like to preach around them and make them gag a little bit. They're the kind, Brother Marlin, that sits way up on the top perch and looks down at everybody else. In Acts 7, verse 52, He said, "Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? They've slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you've been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it." Now you can read and look in Stephen's delivery. He dealt, first of all, with Abraham about that temple. He said God called him out of the Ur of the Chaldees and walked with him through this old world. God was not confined to a temple. And then He dealt with Moses. He said, "Hey, that law that Moses gave, couldn't none of y'all keep it." Can I tell you, the law is our schoolmaster. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad grace came my way. The Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Aren't you glad that our God has grace in His eyes? It would help some of you if you'd get some grace in your eyes and realize, honey, without the grace of God, you may be where others are this morning. I wouldn't be looking down at other people's children. Your children can do the same thing. I better not be looking down at what you're doing. Hey, honey, there is a standard, and God is holy, and the church ought to be separated, but we need grace in the eyes of the Lord. Some of y'all are acting plumb crazy. Amen. We need to realize that God has called us to be holy and separated in this world. And so Stephen has stirred them in his preaching. He preached about their sanctimonious buildings. That stirred them up. And then about their spiritual blindness, he said, y'all always resist the Holy Ghost. You just looking at what you want to see. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we was a people that could see what God's wanting us to see? Then he said, the sacrilegious brethren, he said, you know, you boys are talking about that law, toting it around. You can't keep it yourself. I'll take grace any day. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right quick what I believe in a nutshell. I believe a man ought to dress right, believe he ought to act right, and he ought to talk right. But when he don't, God still loves him. And I believe a lady ought to wear a dress right. I believe she ought to look nice, keep herself right. But if she don't, let me tell you, God still loves her. The problem in our independent Baptist church is we're meaner than the devil ourselves. We've heard about drinking and cigarettes and cussing so long, we know nothing about the grace of this book. Amen. God loves sinners. I'm not talking about compromising, but I can tell you what these old liberal preachers will do. Them old liberal preachers, at least they will love everybody, Brother Andy. You take these independent gunslinging preachers, they don't even love nobody but theyself. Don't get quiet on me now. Boy, we meaner than junkyard dogs just because somebody don't come on our measuring tape on the front porch. Your dress got to be this long and your hair this color and this long. I'm glad everybody ain't got the hairdo I got. They some hairstylists that go out of business. A lot of preachers think, oh, their congregation's got to look just like them. Thank God, I'm glad we got a diversified bunch here. We got some mean people and some nice people. We got some ugly people, a lot of ugly people, and a few pretty people. The problem with some of y'all, your mama told you you was pretty when you was a baby, and you never got over all that. But honey, let me tell you, without the grace of God, we'd all be in hell this morning. And you better be careful about the rocks you're throwing today. I think we ought to dress right. Just cause a woman to wear a pair of slacks to our church, you think I'm going to throw them out? Who am I, you religious Pharisee? Just cause an old boy comes in with a little long hair and got an earring or two in his head. Hey, every fish God ever cleaned, he caught him first. I love these boys with tattoos all over them. That lets other folks know Jesus can do great and mighty things. Wouldn't that be something if we was all a bunch of Pharisees, all had ties stuck up under our chin? I wish we could all just wear overalls at the house of God and not try to impress nobody. I don't know who in the world come up with a Baptist preacher having to put a tie around his neck anyhow. I mean, I just put it on to try to, you know, keep the brethren satisfied. And Lord, we sure better not grow a goatee. Somebody think we've compromised, even though Jesus had one. These old stiff-necked brothers think they some kind of something and they the standard. Honey, let me tell you something. You ought to quit trying to be like Jesus and be more like Jesus and let Jesus live the life through you the way He made you. We don't all need 300 Ken Bowmans running around. That would get boring. That would get old in a hurry. Just ask my wife, been with me 31 years. We are different people, and we need to let Jesus use us the way we are and reach people that have no hope and have no house of God and realize there's none good, no, not one. We need the grace of God in our lives this morning, friend. ain't talking about compromising. Yeah. I'm talking about loving people. I done found out if I climb up that high limb, buddy, when they knock me out, it's going to knock the breath out of me when I fall. I want to stay low. When I fall, I just sprang an ankle or something. Amen. The sanctimonious brethren. And boy, you're going to like this too. And I got Bible to back it up. Turn over there in verse 41. They're sacred bulls. I know a lot of sacred bull in churches. Come on, redneck, shout on me right there. Verse 41, he said, y'all made a calf in those days, offered sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of your own hands. Oh, yes. They're sacred bulls. You know, at our company, we call them sacred cows. It could have been a bull, I don't know. Get quiet, I'll skin your hide before we leave. You know, I always wondered why the president of a company would tell his chief officers not to fly in an airplane, but he owned one. Sacred cows. People talk about they're going to change their company, but they don't change the top. They just change the ones that's turning the wheels around. Yeah. Honey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The older I get, I realize, honey, without the grace of God, I'd be out of the ministry this morning. I would be of all men most miserable without the God of glory on my life. Boy, they hold on to things that don't matter. We're going to be sure we got 100,000 in a graveyard and let sinners die and go to hell. We're going to let our family starve out and freeze to death in the winter. But don't you mess with that graveyard fund. Amen. Sacred cows. He said, y'all boys made you an idol as a calf and you went to dancing around it. Said you made idols. We think about adultery and we think about fornication. But hey, what about these idols in our houses? Some of y'all, your computer's an idol. You, matter of fact, you're spending more time on it than you are in that book. TV can be your idol. Your bass boat, your deer set. It ain't wrong with enjoying things. It ain't wrong with having things. Just don't let things have you. But we packed out this morning. Let's see what we do next Sunday before we move any dirt, Brother Rodney. The hierarchy, brethren, makes me gag. They say, well, you know, Brother Ken, he's a little different. Yeah, I ain't on the end of their little Baptist chain doing their little swan dances up here on Sunday morning. I still believe this Bible will change lives, and I still believe the Holy Ghost brings healing. And I believe sin is still sin, and I still believe men, women, boys, and girls go to hell without Christ. They're sacred bulls. The preaching that stirred them. Preaching will stir you, you know it. I watch some of y'all shout about half the time when I'm preaching over there on somebody else's gate door. You say, oh, preach to them, preacher. Tell them, preacher. Yeah, tell them, preacher. But I get over there on your hinge and it goes to squeaking. One thing about preaching, buddy, it'll cut all if all needs it. I've even heard people in the church calling other husbands trying to get them to go off with them. What kind of junk is that? It better get quiet. Because I hear you doing that again, I'm going to stand you on a platform. And let me tell you, the reason our church ain't got power because we let anything go on. But you don't walk in the church this morning without the grace of God and without the Holy Ghost and old time power, honey. We might as well stay at the house. And if I was you, I'd be slipping down in my pew too. And hope the God of heaven I don't come back there. You little home wrecker. You little home wrecker. I got Ain't Scared wrote on my windshield this morning. I said you're a home wrecker. You try to call and get another woman's husband, you ain't right. You call and try to get another woman's husband. You call and try to get another man's wife. You ought to be took out yonder on that oak tree and strapped by the grace of God. We ought to get a paddle and give you a good booyah by the grace of God. It's hot. Hey, don't look down now, boy. We preaching a while this morning. You hear me? Homes don't need to be wrecked. They need to be built up and encouraged. And just because we build in an auditorium seat 500 or 600, I ain't compromising to fill it up. I'm going to take charge of the 300 He's given me and have the power of God on our lives. On Facebook acting a fool. Throwing your little stones and rocks around because you ain't got guts to go to the source. It's easy to throw darts at somebody that ain't home. You got a problem with this preacher? Won't you come up and get in my crawl and tell me, you little punk? And if you got a problem with what my wife's teaching, you hit the road. I done said all of that. And some of you swole up like a bullfrog. I hope you choke. I don't agree with something. You got an opinion, keep it to yourself and don't bring it in our parking lot. Let God be true and every man a liar. Well, you won't believe how He treats me. Well, that's your story. What's His side? Then I hear His side, and then God, tell us the truth. You know, Brother Jason, everybody wants you to co-sign with their dirty deeds. Ain't that right, Brother Ron? I'm signing this note with me now. Stay with me. Even though I'm acting crazy, stay with me. I know a lot of little Baptist churches turn into Peyton places because the preacher quit preaching. And I tell you nothing, because the boys quit standing. If you were this preacher this morning, boys, would you stand up and let me see where you at? And if you ain't, you hit the door. I want to see if you're in here or not. Thank you for standing. Now let me tell you something. If you're against this preacher, you just keep us standing. We want to see where you at. I sure want to see where you at. Because I can't fight no more, but I got some members that's good at it. This thing ain't turning to a Peyton place, and you ain't going to backbite the man of God, and you ain't backbiting the woman of God. She give her time to teach you, you ought to apply the teaching. Quit getting on Facebook lambasting her. I'm glad I got on Facebook. I'm going to see how low you can go. My God, I'm ready to eat me some dinner now. Finally got something out of my craw. You little home wrecker. Now, buddy, you ought to have heard me preach about 25 years ago. when I was about 190 pounds. We wouldn't be off point three yet. Sacred bulls. It's wrong for you, but it ain't wrong for me. Maybe I ought to preach this a year ago. Y'all boys better put a camera up on this pulpit. What, you better put a camera on around here. We guarding the doors. We better go to guarding this platform. Some folks looking at me cross-sided this morning. You ought to be down up under the bench. Who do you think you are to rebuke a woman of God? Who do you think you are to rebuke a preacher been preaching 25 years and pastoring a long time? You think you done figured everything out? Get sideways. I ain't toting a sideways Bible. Well, you don't love nobody. I love this place more than what you know I do. And I can tell you one thing. If mossbacks go to hanging out here in home wreckers, it ain't going to be enough power here to do nothing. We got a drove of babies got to be saved. And without old-time power, they ain't getting saved. If you'd spend much time in your face in that King James book as you do on your little monitor, you probably wouldn't have all these hateful things to be saying to people. Come on, preacher, hit that again, brother. Ain't scared. If every man in this building hadn't stood, I still ain't scared. I may have to go to another place and preach, but I ain't scared. Anybody can throw darts unless she behind their back. Hey, preacher, let me get a drink of water. I tell you what you need is that big old baby bottle. That's exactly what you need. And you need a good dose of Holy Ghost in it when you get a hold of it. You little whiny rascal. You ought to be a Josh Adams. Over in the Philippines. You ought to be a Brother Jamie over there this morning. You ought to be some of these preachers, some of these singers running around trying to sing and minister and the devil beating the fire out of them. You ain't got nothing to whine about. God's been good to us. Boy, I want to get on a pity party so good sometime. Come in, preached out, ain't got nothing else in me, but all of a sudden something comes by. I'm glad He loves us. I'm glad I'm in a church that loves me. I know some of you right now don't love me, but you can get over to get gone, one. Now, if you don't get over in a hurry, I need you to get gone in a hurry. Because I ain't got time to fool your foolishness. We going for God. We building a ministry in Bowden, Georgia. And we ain't got time for people killing on people in the sanctuary. I tell you what the army would do too. They'd court-martial you. And I ain't sitting around while you throwing dart at my members. Are you, preacher? Are you preacher's wife? You got one of the best preaching. You got one of the best pastor's wife in the state of Georgia, buddy. You keep your mouth off my wife. You don't know what she's give up for this ministry. You think I'm going to let some little mealy-mouth wreck what we got? Matter of fact, tell you what some of you need to do. You need to go to changing where you're sitting so when your pew gets mad and leaves at the preacher, they don't take six pews out with them.
Amen.
Call it Pew Baptist Church.
Amen.
Well, I'm mad at the preacher because them sitting by me is mad at the preacher. Praise God. Sound like to me we need cotton poison put on the place.
Amen.
Some boll weevils in the patch. Preaching it stirred them. The people that stoned him. Tell you why he's stoned, because the truth he shared. People don't like truth, do they?
Amen.
Boy, I wished I had a head full of hair. But I've learned to deal with it, Brother Rye. Amen? I ain't doing one of them comb overs down to my shoulder. Ride in a convertible, brother, felt like Trigger going down the road. Just cut her off, Brother Dave. Praise God. The truth he shared, and then the testimony he showed. They didn't like that. Said his face glowed like an angel. The people stoned him. The truth he shared, the testimony he showed, but the traditions he squashed. Boy, he didn't like that tradition, did he? The preaching stirred him, the people that stoned him. But look, verse 55, the power that strengthened him. Talking about when people's throwing rocks at you. Look what you can do. But he being full of the Holy Ghost. You know why we don't stay filled with the Holy Ghost? Because we leak. Boy, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll be honest with you, I done seen what I can do. All I can do is make people mad. Hurt people's feelings. But I need God on me and in me. I need to be so full of God. By the way, Jesus turned tables over in the sanctuary. I'll remind you of that. And I'll tell you another thing. Some things He don't take sitting down. He stood up. He don't take lightly folks throwing rocks at His people. Power that strengthened him. Look right there and underline this. I did, and I'm going to wind down verse 55. But he, wouldn't that be a blessing if we could all get there? When people's throwing rocks at us, man, I want to throw a handful back. I'm just honest with you, but I'm getting a little better. I'm not going to toot my horn yet, because I know what's in this suit. And it scares me to death. Somebody just jumps at you, the first thing is to bow up. And y'all live with anybody that bows up. How does she look in all that makeup bowed up? Looks like a made up bow up, don't it? But He. Brother Mike, I wish I'd get right there and have that line about me. But He, being full of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, when you're full, what it'll let you do, it'll let you look up. Oh, that's where we need to get, young'uns. Not being full of hatred or jealousy, but just getting full of the Holy Ghost. You know how you get full of the Holy Ghost? You empty yourself. Get real close to Him. Spend time in the refueling book. Spend time in prayer. God, fill me. The power that strengthened Him, but look at the person that secured Him. He, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Could you imagine this? Let my imagination go just a minute. Maybe when he looked up, he seen the Lord stand up. Could you imagine what old Stephen felt? He said, "Lord, you know what? I'm telling them about you, and they're throwing rocks at me. But I'm just going to keep a looking at you, because you sure are helping me." Ain't it good to know when He's watching who's throwing rocks? And He's writing every bit of it down. Miss Sherry, I want you to come just play me something this morning, if you would. He said, "Behold, I see heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Verse 15, they stoned Stephen, calling upon God. This is what he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." I don't think that's soul sleep, do you? "Receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Wouldn't that give us a good night's sleep if we could tell our enemies tonight on our pillow, "Lord, forgive them"? Just snuggle up to that old pillow and fall asleep. Can I tell you, weary pilgrim, just keep on doing what you're doing. Because they're going to throw the last rock one of these days. And heaven's going to open. And we're going to go home with the Lord. And He's going to fix everything then. Ain't no sense in me and you trying to fix it and get even, because He's going to fix it. Just keep serving Him. Just keep loving Him. Just keep filled with the Holy Ghost. Just stay full of Him. Boy, He's going to help you. This altar's open this morning. Whatever you need, you come. When people's throwing rocks at you, you come this morning.